Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 31st of March 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Justin VK7TW. On 14.13 MHz, we don't know at this time of writing. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user activated VK7 news only from 0930 to 1000 by Clayton VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Event news. Meet the Voice 2019. Last weekend was the Meet the Voice event at Ross in the beautiful Midlands of VK7. The weather on the day was perfect and even warranted sunscreen and a hat. The new facility was wonderful and served the purpose well, with large carpeted areas for people to sit and enjoy the presentations. There was a hardy crew who stayed overnight at the new facilities and a few at the campground. 8 assembled at the Manor Ross pub for an evening meal on the Saturday night. We welcome John VK7IO, formerly VK4IO, and Catherine Hammond VK7GH, who have moved to VK7 and are living at Gravelly Beach. Sunday sunrise was spectacular and signalled the start of a great day. There were many car boots and ute trays out in the car park doing brisk trade. Justin VK7TW had brought along his home-brewed HPSDR transceiver and K3NG GPS-enabled rotator controller that attracted some interest. Ken VK7DY was demonstrating how to solder aluminium with a live demo on some antenna elements, and this attracted many interested amateurs and onlookers. Everyone assembled at around 11 a.m, and thanks to Rod VK7TRF's PA, we could all hear okay. Danny VK7FREQ started off the proceedings introducing the new facilities and key players, and then invited Dick VK7DIK to the microphone for the announcement of the Sewing Circle Trophy for the most loquacious amateur of 2018. Drumroll, please. The Sewing Circle Trophy for 2018 went to Cedric VK7CL. Congratulations, Cedric. Unaccustomed to speaking, Cedric gave his humble acceptance speech. Then Dick and Danny drew the raffle prizes. The main prize of the FT2800 donated by Ross VK7ALH went to Idris VK7ZIR. The beautiful blue bear made by Peter VK7PLXYL Lois was won by Kevin VK7HKN. Catherine VK7GH won the hamper of goodies thanks to Danny, and the wine donated by Jeff VK7GW and XYL Jetty was won by James VK7JAM and Shirley VK7HSC. There were many rare 50th anniversary Yaesu hats and callsign prefix posters that were also raffled thanks to donator Gary VK7JGD. The Easter egg guessing competition was won by John VK7IO, and these were distributed around the gathering over the next few hours. We then went into the lunchtime barbecue, and a great time was had by all. A little later, we welcomed Dot VK2DB and son Peter VK2FV, who dropped in to say hello. Peter is living at Crabtree at the moment, and Dot came down to say hello. Dot caught up with the Alara contingent at the MTV. Pictures are now available on the MTV website. A huge thank you to Danny and Greg VK7GX for all the organisation that went into the MTV event, and we look forward to the next one. Thanks to everyone who came along and enjoyed the day. 73 from Justin VK7TW. RAOTC broadcast, April 1st, 2019. Further to what was mentioned in the WAA National News, here is the reminder for the Tasmanian airings of the April broadcast of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club in VK7. It will go to air over the VK7RAA RTC statewide network at 7:30pm local time on Monday, April the 1st, and again as a video cast at approximately 8:30pm local over the VK7AXDTV channel on 446.5 MHz and the BATC video stream. This month features an article by Ken VK3EK titled A Big Discone. It includes a history of the discone from its invention in 1943, Ken's tribulations with building and installing one from an Australian-made kit, then his experience with early satellite reception. There are two articles about the International Space Station. The first mentions that the new packet equipment is aboard the ISS, waiting unpacking. It replaces the old packet gear, which has had an intermittent fault for some time. We are informed that the amateur packet radio aboard the ISS is regarded as the secondary communication system in case the main one fails. There are currently two hams on board ISS following the aborted mission in October. Morse code remains a popular mode in amateur circles and continues to create new entrants. Callbacks will follow both broadcasts. Please check in if you are able. 73 from Peter, VK7PD. QSL news. QSL card information. The WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau received the first delivery of QSL cards from WIA HQ for 2019 in February. Herman has sorted them and has delivered or mailed several out already. The email edition lists the cards Herman still has from the February delivery. Herman also received a few weeks ago some cards from the VK8 Bureau, courtesy of Greg, VK8MD. Herman was able to hand over some cards at the Meet the Voice gathering at Ross on Sunday. He is missing a card from VK7 KPC, and it may have been sent or given to someone else amongst their cards. The cards sometimes stick together, and no matter how much you try, an occasional one slips through. So, if you have found a card not meant for you, Herman asks that you notify him or forward to the real owner if possible. Herman also has a lot of cards from the last couple of years, which have not been collected, or Herman has not yet had advice as to whether you actually want them or not. As mentioned last year, he will be dropping these uncollected cards off at the WIA archives next time he goes to Melbourne. Please advise Herman by email if you want your cards to vk7bureau@wia.org.au. That's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV V Group, the NWTR and TVG, notice of meeting. The next club meeting of the NWTR and TVG is scheduled for the 6th of April at the Scout Hall in Ulverston starting at 2pm. I am hoping to have a good roll-up of members and visitors are most welcome to join us. It will be appreciated if you could supply a small plate for afternoon tea, please. Tea and coffee will be supplied as usual. Looking forward to your company. 73 from Sherl, VK7HSC. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30am on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Here it is, the end of March. How the year is quickly moving on. Your secretary has been provided with a new laptop and has been busy transferring the data from the old one over. An interesting exercise, bringing out some short fuses while trying to sort out the email client and then carrying all the mail across. It probably should have been a simple exercise, but thanks to some inner vagaries and seemingly tribal warfare between Windows 10 and Gmail, it provided anything but. Thanks to the OM for all his assistance. With all that now behind me, I must say I am delighted with the new machine, which is a leap forward of at least a decade on the previous issue. And that was the third to have been worn out on secretarial duties. Keyboards seem to be particularly noted weak points, but this one feels superb. Best of all, it doesn't suffer from the infuriating habit of performing uncommanded edits if I rest a palm on the base. The old one neatly removed much of the week's news segment in that fashion on more than one occasion. This laptop will travel with me in a couple of weeks as I will be away for 2 months, but I will continue to produce the NTARC broadcast news input while away. So if you have any news items, then please contact me at the following email address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. Technical session roundup, and it's over to Idris VK7ZIR to give you a rundown of last Wednesday, 27th technical session. Another mixed bag this session, reports Idris. Peter VK7KPC continued preparing radio fox hunt equipment ready for his next scout activity this weekend. He has purchased more soft toy animals with space inside to hide the transmitters. He used the flexible antennas Andre VK7AB made last week. Peter then tested the equipment, demonstrating the procedure to new club members Dennis and Marie. Ross VK7LH bought in a 1985 Traeger Outback radio he found at a car boot sale. The standard of construction was excellent and it was in very good condition. Of particular interest was the large front-mounted rheostat used for tuning the antenna. In later examples, this was usually mounted in a separate enclosure. All manufactured in Australia. In the garage, Peter VK7PD, Colin VK7ZCF, Idris VK7ZIR and Bernie VK7BR were busy drilling holes in fiberglass rods in preparation for a club project to build 23cm Yagi antennas. They had quite a production line going using a drilling rig designed by Rex VK7MO. Thanks for lending it to us, Rex. Kevin VK7HKN showed off his Superwatch. Among other features, it has an accelerometer which detects a fall and rings preset phone numbers. It also has a hands-free walkie-talkie mode, which exhibited excellent audio quality. It has the ability for individual or group talking, all done via phone data. Much discussion on a wide range of subjects was going on around the main table. Interesting stories were being told, and it was discovered that Ebenezer VK7AT seemed to know a lot about camels. Radio is not the only topic at these sessions. Colin VK7ZCF brought in his newly acquired ICOM IC7000 multi-band transceiver, a very nice solid little unit. The Peters VK7SP and VK7KPC were also busy upgrading software on a Raspberry Pi for marine navigation and then were looking at whisper results on another Pi setup. And that's all for this week, folks. Thanks, Idris, for once again providing a very informative account of the evening. Now, coming events. Technical sessions, Wednesday the 3rd of April, from 7:30pm to 10:30pm, Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Why not pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. This is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Please note that there will be no technical session next week, the 10th, due to our special general meeting and April general meeting. And now a special general meeting to be held on Wednesday the 10th of April 2019 at the club rooms to consider amendments to the rules to enable electronic banking. Meeting to commence at 19:30 hours. This meeting will then be followed by the April general meeting. And the Easter break club closures. With Easter looming fast, we wish to advise that the last coffee session before Easter will be Monday the 15th of April. The club will then close down for all to enjoy Easter with family and friends, and then Anzac Day, but will reopen on Monday the 29th of April. This will also give our small team who set up and prepare the goodies for all to enjoy at morning tea a chance to wind down and have some time out. So please note your diaries. For those that attend the technical sessions, we will be holding a session on Wednesday the 17th of April, but then also having some time out until Wednesday the 1st of May. So please note your diaries of that change too. And coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company freely offered for philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment, we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the following address, ntark.emails@gmail.com. And as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur News Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Northern Tasmania, REAST. Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. Another huge night of activities with the soldering irons all hot and being pressed into service. Richard VK7ZBX has put his ZLPLL programmable microwave oscillator into a very nice box with IP65 USB connector, SMAs and power connectors. Richard resolved some issues with the indicator LEDs and tested all okay. The unit also contains an oven crystal oscillator at 10 MHz for stable reference for the ZLPLL board. Paul VK7FPCL started making the ultra-portable linked dipole with some of the wire segments cut and the mounting board cut ready for the centre drilling and wire connections. Paul is using RG174 lightweight coax and very lightweight mounting board for the insulating segments. Rex VK7MO also had success with his GPS heading indicator after some programming improvements from David VK3HZ. The unit is now in constant survey mode and even plots the difference between the two units to tell if they have stabilised. Rex was very happy with the results and will be repeating it a number of times to establish that the unit is stable to use in the field. John VK7FJPA brought in an interesting AWA HF radio complete with antenna unit tuning unit. It covers 2, 4 and 5 MHz frequencies with a label indicating it was used in and around Hobart, possibly for HEC or maritime use. We think circa 1917 to 1980s. Ron Cullen brought in a very interesting Arduino with XYZ gyro board fitted. Ron demonstrated the output of the unit in three dimensions and then mounted it onto first-person view goggles. The direction of the goggles translated into an azimuth and elevation mount with an AV 5.6 GHz antenna mounted on it. This means the antenna is always pointed towards the direction the ground-based pilot is looking at, usually at the plane, and Ron wired it all up and we watched the test and it worked a treat. Congrats to Ron. Justin VK7TW built a Minikits EME166 sequencer kit. This involved surface and leaded components. The sequencer had the capability to control antenna relays, power amplifiers and receive preamplifiers to ensure damaging RF does not end up where it is not wanted. This will be used in Justin's 10 GHz EME rig. We get back underway next week with an experimenter's night. See you then. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Interesting article. Australian Military Radio Operators, AMRO Weekend. Hello, gentlemen. Mike Charteris, VK4QS and VK4XQM here. Some of you may be receiving this email about AMRO for the first time. Fear not, it is an invite information only. It has been almost a year since the inaugural AMRO weekend, and what a great time it was. Most would admit that from a scratch idea to enactment, a few weeks later, that it was quite successful. I would like to heartily thank you one and all for your efforts in making it the success it was in honour of the World War II Coast Watchers. The highlight, of course, was seeing us on the front page of AR magazine, thanks to Peter Freeman, VK3PF. This, of course, featured Alex Ball's portable setup in a park in Sydney. Alex, by the way, submitted an amazing log of contacts across Australia and continental USA from memory, so well done, Alex. I would also like to thank all those who sent in photos for the article. And let it be said that I have no editorial control as to how they are used in the article, not my job. Now, gentlemen, the question for you all is, did you enjoy it enough and are you prepared to do it all over again? Our weekend sees us give a highlighted purpose to our ex-military equipment, putting it on air so others may work us and learn about it. It actually encourages other hams to think about trying it themselves by buying a piece of ex-military gear, learning about it and putting it on air. Best of all, we can in this way honour and commemorate all those who served in comms before us in War and Peace for Australia. Once again, you are only asked to operate when your time permits, in between family and personal commitments. There are no set frequencies of operation, but merely call CQAMRO or CQ Amateur Military Radio Operators Weekend or derivatives thereof. If you wish to arrange skeds with the people in the email list, then hey, this is a good idea. Also this year, I would like to invite operators of homebrew equipment, as our key commemoration theme is Winnie the War Winner, homebrew from the battlefield. Please also inform your friends who may be interested in such a commemorative event across the weekend after Anzac Day. Fundamentally, it is about putting that military gear of yours on air for the rest of the country and the world to hear and hopefully work you. Modes of operation, AM, CW or SSB, and what the hell, RTTY if you want to, as they had that in World War II also. I have no idea what the conditions will be like, but being on air is half the battle of being heard. This year I would like to see our weekend dedicated to Winnie the War Winner. If anyone has a better suggestion, then I am all ears. Let me know. For those of you who have never heard of Winnie, there are a couple of links on the email edition of this broadcast and the times and dates. I would like to think that at least one of the men who built her was a pre-World War II ham. It just has that feel to it. Now, we all know about this, but the success will indeed be telling all those who currently do not know about it so that they can see about working us. So tell your friends, tell your local clubs, post it on your Facebook page or website. Put the world out there. Andrew Toast has already set up a web page, which we will see about adjusting for this year. Okay, gents, that's about it for now. I look forward to hearing from you as time permits. Let me know what you think. Let's make this year just as memorable as the first. That's cheers from Mike, VK4QS, VK4XQM. Regular VK gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens, Cafe 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reist Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and the Experimenters' Night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, NWTR and TVG, 6th of April. Meeting at the Scout Hall, Ulverston from 2 p.m. NTARC, 10th of April, Special General Meeting. Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie from 7:30 p.m. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7FB. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, Talk Group 3809, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.